Lock your teeth like our digs, stay Curtis Lecision. It's time to cool now like New Edition.
If you can't like nuclear fission,
think you can hang with the Crown Commission?
Fuck with us and you'll need a mortician.
Dropping your daughter in the doggystyle position.
Switch to your mom, but she wants admission.
Well, look who's back with his mic down, his gullah kidnapper. At least what it says in my wallet. Coming at you full bore with reinforcements. Waving off the autographs and the big endorphins. Playing my arms like I was a Muppet. Yo, I can keep it in check, but just fuck it. CC represent here with the 2-4. Bought this shit at the government liquor store.
Put your man in the house, bringing the noise. And it's thug, it'll beat your ass, make it turn turquoise. I'm known as the perv and the porno guy. But back it up and that skill fully gratified. Some jar with a pen or a sable brush. My dick pisses into the ladies blush. I'm the all-season pro, so you're built to get to go. Like a giant vagina with a dick.
Little Chris said, I'm the kid in the mask. Fucking up shit like I've been asked. Dropping my dink on my sob story. Getting real dark like my name was Ed Gord.
Jibbing number 3, coming in from the sidelines. Pulling off wigs and smacking on behinds. Drawing too much, got a cramp in my hand. Staying inside, I'm not a tan man.
Weatherwise here from the ivory tower. Stupefy y'all with my rapid power. But time for me to make a confession. I don't listen to raps, this is based on my general impressions of the genre.
With the Crown Commission.
Give me some more because I got a stink condition.
We know your crimes and we be snitching.
We're well worth the price of admission.
I'm insane in the brain like if Zim Uncle Cam dropping ink to make a stink brain such as like champagne. Try to diss me? I check the goatee. I'll drop lopsy meat on your booty. My style is scary and my palms are hairy. Gonna squish your knish like a giant blueberry. I'm known to keep my art supplies in my pants. Now's the time, launch rockets while we dance.
Thought that we just give up and go away. Well, that's not how we do it in the .ca. We'll curb stomp your brains into smithereens. Put them on a fry. Baby, call it poutine. No, we can take it now. See how we dish. I'll rhyme your world in 80 days like my name was Kish. You cower in the corner, pulling your putt. We got our hands stained with ink and cartoonist blood.
Work out a script in precise detail. Arrange it all when I do thumbnails. Draw in blue to make it scan better. Use the AIMS guide to help me letter. Ink it up and make it clean. Scan it into your computer machine. Load it up on the internet. And this is the best that you'll ever get.
75 days I've been trapped on the moon. Sing a little song, but can carry a tune. Spice is the life in the world of Dune. Yelling out the window like the tick. Spoon!
20 days swimming with Jimmy. Got big money, who can't blame me? Got bitch tits like Ted Remy. Me, myself, and I like Corey Hammy.
You think you can hang with the Crown Commission?
Believe you're starving with malnutrition.
Think you can survive this war of attrition?
Turn the key and start the admission.
Stop my ass with a brown ambition.
You think you can hang with the Crown Commission?
Look at me, I'm a magical magician.
I use pudding to pay for my tuition.
Well beyond reasonable suspicion.
Got first place in pole position.
Super fucking drunk and I'm squishing.
Grab it, daddy's ass in the final edition.
Woo, Crown Commission. Thank you, boys. This is CITR 101.9 FM or www.citr.ca. And this is the Inkstead Show, the show where we talk about comics. Today, I was supposed to have a follow-up interview. Last week, I interviewed Jaime Hernandez of the Love and Rockets fame, and I was supposed to be having his brother today, and then I stupidly realized, oh wait, it's the American Thanksgiving holiday, you know, the biggest holiday in America, well, next to Christmas and crap. So I screwed up. Gilbert, I'm sorry, I called you this morning. I'm a jerk. Well, not a jerk, but my bad. So I'm gonna play music today. I'm gonna play music by comics creators and comics related. That was the Crown Commission crew from their Hammered EP last year that they had for the Comics and Stories 2005 show, featuring such lovely cartoonists, well, talented cartoonists, I'm not going to say they're lovely, Joseph Bergen III, Ed Brisson, Weatherwise, Brian Fukushima, and my good man, Robin Bougie. It's a silly song, it's fun, and I like it. I'm not sure if you know, but right now CITR is doing a funding drive and we're trying to get money to pay for stuff that we need. New CD players, new record players, you know, a mixing board that's not something that's out of 1980. Well, actually, I'm going to say this is from the 70s. I don't know. And I think it's the new stuff that I'm using, too. So it's pretty old school here. We do the best with what we got, but we could always use more money. And right now we're doing a pledging drive. This is the first time we've ever done it. Pledging fund drive, so you can call in at 604-822-1242, and then we have these special deals that you get, like you give $25, you get like a CD and something, a Friends of CITR membership and stuff. But what I'm doing, okay, here's how it goes. So a $25 donation gets you one friends card, one CD. $45 donation gets you one friends card, two CDs. $60 donation gets you two friends cards, three CDs, and one T-shirt.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Oh, I'm joined by Miss Marielle.
Yes.
Marielle of the We All Fall Down show that was on previous. We were geeking out. I'm just going through the list here, Marielle.
I was just looking at the comics that you were giving away.
Yeah.
With donations and stuff. And damn, if no one claims those, can I have them?
We'll talk later.
Okay.
Remember, buy books so she doesn't get them.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
so $60. Okay, cover the $60. $101.90, you know, because we're at 101.9. Gets you two friend shirts, five CDs, one T-shirt, one limited edition shirt. Now, the thing is, when you're listening to the Inkstud show, you can get all that crap, all that goodness, all that swag. Plus, you get a choice of comics. So for the $25 pledge, we have a choice of Lucky by Gabrielle Bell. Just came out this week. Awesome book. You know, one of the best books of the year. Curses by Kevin Huizenga. This is by far, you know, that and Fun Home by Alison Bechdel are the best books of the year. But Curses, I don't think it's out in comic stores yet.
So you can
get a copy now by pledging $25. I have The Left Bank Gang by Norwegian cartoonist Jason.
Do you have, like, the retail price of that book?
It's about $25.
It's about $25, so...
Yeah, no, you're basically getting, like, a $25 book for a $25 bid, plus you get a friend's card and a CD.
Yeah.
And the other books I have, Alex by Mark Kalasniko, who was a guest of ours a while ago. Excellent guest. Alex is an awesome book. He's a Canadian cartoonist, actually a BC cartoonist from Trail, and he worked for Disney, and now he just works in comics in Cali.
Sweet.
And it's stuff's great. Really reminiscent of Bukowski, only it's got a guy with a dog head. Beautifully drawn. He did this great book called Mail Order Bride. Awesome. Oh, it's incredible. Mm. It's just like he really goes into the mindset of the weird, obsessive, like, Asian fetish guys. And
oh,
the mind
God, that doesn't make me feel...
And no, it's really neat because it's about an immigrant, not an immigrant, a mail order bride. Well, an immigrant, a Korean mail order bride, I think she was, and the guy kept put a fascination that she was, you know, she's Japanese. Like, I'm not Japanese, I'm Korean.
Are those things still around? Do they still do that?
Well, there's always something online.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so the guy was really trying to, like, poke a hole at standards and stuff, and the character, he really gets into the female character's head and really does a great job of it. Robin Fisher, you see the Amanada Pia show, that's one of her favorite comics of all time.
What was it called again?
Mail Order Bride
by
Mark Kalasniko. But we got Alex here, which is also an excellent book. Both awesome books. And the last of the $25 bid is the Louis Riel by Chester Brown, who was a guest here a little while ago, and he's Canada's top cartoonist by far. There's a book coming out about Canadian cartooning that's a whole chapter just on Chester Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, it's a great book. For the $45 pledge, you can either get the Castle Waiting book by Linda Medley, which is an epic tome in itself. Awesome. Weird fantasy stuff, which kind of goes with the whole geek theme we're doing today. Mm-hmm. It's fantasy without being lame.
I find it hard to be lame when you're talking about fantasy, though. Like, even if it's that really cheesy, like, velvet poster art stuff, like, I still find that pretty awesome.
It rocks.
I need more friends. I mean...
Remember, people, pledge so we can get Marielle some friends. For the $60 pledge,
buy your love.
Or they, well, that means you'd be giving them money. For the $60 pledge, you have a choice of the Locust book by Jaime Hernandez or the Palomar book by Gilbert, aka Beto Hernandez. Both awesome books. They collect their complete run of their storyline from the original 11 Rocket series.
I want the Locust one.
It's pretty nice. It's a 500 page epic.
It is. And if no one takes it, I will.
You're going to have to give money for it.
No. Why? Where's it going to go? You have it already. It's not going to go anywhere.
You really
you don't
do.
Need
you're
to.
Really. Okay. Buy this so Muriel doesn't steal books. And also, you can have an option if you're not interested in either of those books, you can get two of the $25 books. For the $60 pledge. And then for the $101, we'll work out something. You can have, like, four of the $25 books and or two of the $25.
And my firstborn.
You can have my first five borns. It will work out some. Call 604-822-1242. I'm going to play some Robert Crumb. Do you know Robert Crumb?
No, I don't.
Robert Crumb is one of the classic cartoonists of all time. He's a 60s, 70s underground legend from San Francisco. Documentary about him called Crumb. And he had a band called the Cheap Suit Serenaders. And this recording features Terry Zwigoff, director of the Crumb documentary, and Ghost World, and Art School Confidential. You notice I said that really quietly because it really sucks. But Ghost World's awesome, and yep. So is the Crumb documentary. We'll be back. CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Inkstuds.
Good girl should. to drink for free. It's not even about the money. If we're on a date, you better appreciate my company. Try to make a fool out of me, but I got something up my sleeve. Cause I think you don't take my big telephone, cheap date. You hold my hand when you catch me when I fall. Cause I feel nice and I wanna dance all night. And I wanna scream because I'm feeling something good. Just make sure I get home like a good girl should. You get my number, I never give it out. I don't know how I got here, I was dancing all night. You said you wanna see me, so everybody says you look so good tonight. 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 You hold my hand when you catch me when I fall. All night. And I wanna scream because I'm feeling something good. Just make sure I get home like a good girl should.
I guess that song ended, huh? Here we are.
Yeah.
That was Music for Girls featuring some New Yorker cartoons. I picked it up on my trip to New York. I had so much fun when I went to New York. I want to go back. It
was
so good.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 4 days, and it was so much fun.
What did you do, and who did you hang out with?
Well, I hung out with two members of this band in New York, and one of them I hung out with at the SPX, the Small Press Expo. So the two members I hung out with was Wendy Pants and her very nice husband, Jason. They came out on a drinking night with me and Robin Bougie, where we started the night in the meatpacking district. It was awesome. And this like weird 24-hour restaurant. I don't know. It was like everything was tin. It was like a, I don't know, like a diner, like a really cheesy diner. Of course, I ordered filet mignon. I'm a high roller like that, you know.
Only the finest.
Only the finest. And so we started there. And then we went to this Mexican restaurant, which was owned by the girlfriend of the other person that was with us, a male film star. Let's see if I'm saying it right, appropriately.
Would adult film star be the?
That would probably be right.
An adult
film star from the 70s named Jamie Gillis. Who is very gentlemanly. He was not like Ron Jeremy, where I expect the guy to be complete sleaze bag. He was awesome. He was such a great host. He told us
was he like bitter and jaded?
No, he wasn't. He was the opposite. He was awesome. Oh, Luke has something to say about Jamie Gillis?
I believe the term is public fornicator.
Public fornicator. I don't know if I'd say he's a public... He does it... on screens,
yeah,
but he's
not
doing
really
it like
it's
in the middle
like
of Times Square.
It's not like he drops trow like in the middle of time, like Times Square.
But he told us some great stories. Drops trow. Yeah, this is going to be the most Together Ink Stud show ever. So it was an awesome night. Bougie got incredibly drunk. He starts out the night, he's like, I'm going to get drunk. And he got really drunk. We went to this Mexican restaurant. And apparently the guy who's sitting at the table next to us, we're going to introduce, I completely forget. I can't remember, what band was he in? He was in some crazy band, and you'd be like, holy crap, this guy. I'll figure it out, and I'll get back to you on who this guy was that was sitting with us. Do you have any questions about my trip to New York? Or should I say more when I get back? I saw Ricky Gervais in Central Park. How cool is that?
Are these people just walking around randomly?
Well, the guy I was going with, Robin Bushy, does a magazine called Cinema Sewer,
okay,
which is all about porn, yeah, and horror movies, cult movies. His main thing is really obsessed with the 70s, old stuff, so he knows all these guys, and like... The guy was, like, totally happy to hang with Bougie because Bougie said some pretty odd things about his love of Jamie Gillis.
Hmm.
I'm going to play a song from the Ghost World soundtrack. I'm trying to find which track number it is. Which track number is it? It is track.
We are all professionals here.
We're all professionals. It's actually, why can't I see it? I'm totally, you know, I'm just going to play the first track because I love it so much. I'm going to play the other track later when I figure it out. I can't think. CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Ink Stud Show. Call 822-1242.
Word up.
For the fun drive and ask Bryce about all the stack of awesome comics. Rock and roll.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए आती है शाम जवां यूं ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो देखा देखी नजरें दीवानी चुप चुप देखा देखी नजर दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी ओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
Shrimp, give me Abby, give it to me raw. Hell yeah, motherfucker, what's up your craw?
It's no secret, Fizette is a pimp. Walks with a can, he walks with a limp.
When we say it's gotta be shrimp, we ain't fucking around. We want noodles and crustaceans, the kind that astound.
Shrimp, motherfuckers, it's a seafood flavor. Drop my trout in your mouth for y'all to see.
Oh, what am I gonna spend my $20 on? Hell yeah, motherfucker, you just got prod.
Shrimp, motherfucker, shrimp, shrimp, motherfucker, shrimp, shrimp.
Gone so far, God won't save me. Hoping I can rely on my main man, Jamie.
Jamie? Oh. Damn, that guy is a gimp. That motherfucker needs some goddamn shrimp.
My name is Shrimp. And I'm funky. My name is Shrimp. One and only. Shrimp, motherfucker.
Whoopity-woo.
Well, I'm Shrimp.
I'm Shrimp.
Egg salad.
I'm out.
I'm Shrimp.
I'm Shrimp.
Chicken salad. I'm Shrimp.
I'm Shrimp.
Shrimp salad. I'm Shrimp. The Greek salad.
It must be shrimp. It must be shrimp. It must be shrimp.
Yeah!
It must be shrimp. It must be
Crown Commission. 2005.
It must be shrimp.
Yes. Yes, yes,
it must be shrimp.
On a croissant?
It must be shrimp.
On a
croissant.
I want to give a shout out to all the telephones in the house.
Sandwich.
It's
an egg sandwich. Egg sandwich. Hold the bacon.
I love my sandwiches, guys.
If I'm thinking about a sandwich, I'm going to say a fucking sandwich, okay?
Thank you.
Except the few that pass away in cinemas at midnight, lay there sprawling the footlights for the usherette or the ice cream girl to find. And if I die, God knows I might, don't make me die in black and white. Don't make me share a haunted screen with all those other ghost boys who stood trembling in the foyer, sipping wine. Cuffs, shoot the cuffs, check the time, and step outside and get cut down by dead policemen, faces strobing in the panic light, their long dark cars parked out the back, their halos black against the night. And John Dillinger's name and finest bullet silver etched upon their hearts, a coat or two upon the skin right next to where the badge is pinned. I could die carefully at dusk. Cause buddy, I once owned a pair of diamond collar studs. And as I live and breathe, I swear that that's no lie. And men with such good taste as me deserve to cash their chips more elegant than those without a shirt upon their back or shine upon their dancing shoes. Like playing poker, being dealt the ace of flames you stand, and whispering once your mother's name, pitch headlong dead across the roulette table. Bullet holes pinned like our mistress poppies in neat rows across your back. Or drowning. You know, so many hoods and hitmen got sent down to tread the riverbed for all eternity. And now they look like statues in some cold, submerged art gallery.
Okay, I can't keep listening to that. That was Old Gangsters Never Die. It's got Alan Moore in there somewhere. But I was getting really bored with it. Before that, you heard My Janine by The Action Suits featuring Peter Bagg of Hate Magazine. And also Eric Reynolds of Fantagraphics publicity fame. Actually, I don't know if that's really a famed position, but he's got all the awesome publicity stuff and really gets a lot of Fantagraphics stuff out there. Before that, we had James Kotelka, Spread Your Evil, from the latest album, Spread Your Evil Wings and Fly. That was Fascist Bikes. And then before that was the Ghost World soundtrack, the first track, which was some Bollywood thing. I can't remember. It's awesome. It's an awesome soundtrack. CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Inkstud Show. Next week, my guest will be none other than Mr. Ivan, super talented man, Brunetti. I am so excited about him. He has a collection out, coming out from Fantagraphics in February, January, called Misery Loves Comedy. It's a collection. The first three issues is Schizo, which are a completely different style of what his latest issue of Schizo is. His stuff is awesome. It's he's really worked and found a new style, and it's just like, I don't know how to say it. It's so good. He's so good that Yale got him to put an anthology of great comics together. How awesome is that? So we're going to be talking to Mr. Brunetti about his new anthology from Yale Press, his transition in styles, and all sorts of stuff. I'm a huge fan of his. I will be joined by Mr. Luke Meat of the A Noise Show, because if it ain't noise, it ain't annoying. I don't know his catchphrase. I'm not very catchy. It's good stuff, though. Brunetti, love him. Love him. Fabulous. Don't forget, this is the funding drive right now. We put the fun into fun drive. We have a bunch of comics to give away for people who spend money for the $25 pledge. Beyond the normal stuff you get, you can have a choice of either Lucky by Gabriel Bell, Curses by Kevin Huizenga, Left Bank Gang by Jason, Alex by Mark Calisnico, or Louis Riel by Chester Brown. For a $45 pledge, you can have a choice of either Castle Waiting by Linda Medley or Premillennial Mackies by Tony Millionaire. And for the $60 pledge, you can either choose two of the $25 books or get the Locas book by Jaime Hernandez, because the Palomar book's already been grabbed. Hear that, folks? Get it while the getting's good. Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. Now I'm going to play that Ghost World track originally meant to play. This is Blues Hammer with Cotton Pickin' Blues, a song written by Daniel Clowes of 8Balls from the Ghost World soundtrack. Excellent comic. I've read it so many times, as should you. Yeah.
expand. But for Bill, it's more important than you or me. World history, the survival of humanity. Cause Bill's on his own. Bill on his own. Bill on his own.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Inkstud Show, the show where we talk about comics.
Comics!
And that was July 4th Toilet, featuring Rob Dayton and I think Julian Lawrence, both of local comics fame. Bill on his own. That was a fun song. Thank you, Mr. Dayton. Up next, I'm going to play some Cub. Why? Because it's Canadian and their first album, the art was by Dan DiCarlo of Archie Comics fame. I know it's not music by a comic artist, but let's enjoy it anyways. CITR 101.9 FM, call 822-1242. Funding Drive.
Yeah.
Party time! That's the Wigbillies featuring Miss Mary Fleener, a personal favorite of mine. She's an awesome cartoonist. This is weird, I don't know, post-psychedelic, surreal art style. She was one of our first real guests on the show. Sorry, I don't mean real, but guests actually published outside of Vancouver. I'm a huge fan of her work. I think Seth was our first name, and then Bob Fingerman and Mary Fleener, and since then it's just gotten better. Last week Jaime Hernandez, next week Ivan Brunetti, week after that possibly an interview with Jacob Covey from Fantagraphics about the new Beast book that's coming out. It's awesome, check it out, fantagraphics.com. They have so much neat stuff. Don't forget you can listen to the Ink Studs, the old shows, at crowncommission.com/inkstuds, or check out our live journal, inkstuds.livejournal.com. And we're also podcasted at CITR.ca. We have comics here for the funding drive. Call within the next 5 minutes. Maybe call later, but we'll see what happens. But call soon. Ink Studs. 604-822-1242 is the funding drive phone number. So, yeah, that was the Wigbillies. Going Up the Mountain is the album. Party Time is the song. And if we don't get money, we don't have any more party times. Party, party. And I'm going to end off the show with something from Joe Sacco's latest book, But I Like It, his collection of rock and roll stuff. For a while, he toured with this band, the Miracle Workers. I've seen pictures of them. They ain't a pretty band. Total, I don't know, weird post-psychedelia rock. They have a cover here from the Fantagraphics book called I Gotta Write by the Stooges. So enjoy it. Here's a little Stooges cover to end you off with. By the Miracle Workers next week, Mr. Brunetti, and I guarantee it will be an excellent show or your money back.